Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone. Welcome to the Tech Zone. We on our tech flow, and it's still a global market in case you didn't know. So many guests, we not trying to impress. Just want to pass off the info. You can do the rest. See, there's no escaping tech. It's part of our lives. Keep every individual connected worldwide. But all this innovation is more than entertainment. It's people like you paving a new way every day. So let your imagination run wild with all the things that you dream about. Cause the Tech Zone is on now with Paul Amadeus Lane. Blah. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Tech Zone. I am Paul Amadeus Lane, your czar of technology, and I missed you dearly. Last week I was covering the Abilities Expo in my other capacity as an ambassador, and I had a great time. Some of the highlights of the expo was a workshop that I did. No, I'm really modest. No, just a response from it. I did a workshop about assistive and adaptive technology out there for the physically challenged community. In addition to being a broadcast journalist and a member of the media for over a decade and a half, if this is your first time tuning in, I'm also disabled. I'm a quadriplegic, confined to a wheelchair, automobile accident over 25 years ago. And I have tried to use my platform to not only inform the regular consumer out there, but the very special consumer of those with special needs. There's nothing more frustrating than to buy a piece of technology and not be able to use it. So in my capacity as the Abilities Expo, I did I did a workshop about assistive and adaptive technologies that are not termed assistive and adaptive technologies, but can be used by the special needs and the physically challenged community. It was cool. It was cool. Talked about some great innovation out there and met a couple of great companies out there who are using innovation to make us healthy. So I decided to have them on the show with me today. In our third segment, we're going to talk about a piece of technology that helps get rid of inflammation. Inflammation has been called by some healthcare professionals as the silent killer. You don't want to miss part one of my interview with the father of ground therapy, or earthing. We'll be joining me in the third segment. Second segment of the show, going to be joined by two inventive innovators who are using VR when it comes to, as some of my relatives call it, therapy, using VR when it comes to rehabilitation and therapy. So you thought VR was only for playing games, playing The Last Guardian, right? No, much, much more. In our second segment, we are going to talk about it. Don't forget, you can always connect with me, paulamadeuslane.com. Big announcement coming up next week. I was hoping to tell you this week, but it's actually not ready. may be ready during the week, so I may do a sneak peek on social media. That's why you have to connect with me, paulamadeuslane.com. Got some special in store for you out there who have followed me, who supported me over the years when I was on the morning show, all that other great stuff as a consumer, electronic, a CES innovation judge, all that support. I'm going to reward you with something very, very special. And it's not a portrait of me. I want to start this show off with telling you a story. I used to visit Mexico several times. Every year we would always go and hang out. One of my favorite spots in Mexico was Puerto Nuevo. Am I saying it right? Puerto Nuevo. Rosarito. And beautiful seaside town, beautiful people, beautiful scenery, you name it. Whenever we would get off the tour bus, we would always be greeted by several people there. And they're like wonderful restaurants there too. And every time you would walk by a different restaurant, they would say, hey, a pound of lobster, rice and beans for $10. The restaurant on the other side would say, pound and a half lobster, rice and beans, a margarita. Now, the third restaurant may say, pound and a half lobster, rice and beans, shrimp, margarita with a little bit of extra in it. And of course, what would I do? Always go for the extra one with the pound and a half lobster, extra little kick in my margaritas, because you know I love some margaritas. The reason why I bring that up, that same type of hustle we're starting to see when it comes to the wireless carriers out there. Think about all the commercials you see. T-Mobile offers this promotion. Verizon offers that promotion. Sprint offers that promotion. Even some of the prepaid wireless carriers are getting into the hustle game, offering these type of promotions. But something interesting happened a few days ago. AT&T Wireless fired a shot across the bow of a lot of carriers out there when they announced something they were doing in three major U.S. cities in the U.S. Now, as you all know, we have a great listening audience throughout the United States. We have great listeners in New York, Chicago. So I want to share something with you two, and then I'll talk about my hometown here in Los Angeles. Well, in New York, this is what AT&T Wireless is now offering. One of the complaints that I hear from a lot of my colleagues and viewers and listeners out there in New York is that they don't have a lot of choices when it comes to watching TV. They just have the local cable providers over there, especially when you live up in the high rise. They want to have more choice. Well, AT&T is now offering more choice. When people switch over to AT&T Wireless, and if they get the AT&T Unlimited Choice Enhanced plan, or the AT&T Unlimited Plus Enhanced, they now can get DirecTV Now with that plan for 12 months. Isn't that crazy? That's for new and existing qualifying DirecTV Now customers. That's pretty sweet, isn't it? That's about 60 channels of live TV that you can get down with now. You get some choices out there. But it does have, not but, and it has some of the local channels out there. WABC, WCBS, Telemundo. And on DirecTV Now, the Live a Little package, it's going to be for $0 out there. And if you still want more, you can use a $35 monthly video credit on DirecTV Now packages. Now, if you're in the New York area, go to AT&T Wireless, the website, check it out. If I got it wrong, don't hold it against me. But I don't think I did. I got it from a pretty reliable source that they're doing that. What about in the Chi? Chicago. great listener base out there, Windy City, there is something for you. There's only a few options out there when it comes to internet providers, right? Home internet connection. Well, AT&T is offering now is home internet connection to more locations in the Chicago area than nearly every other metro city. Free home internet for life for Chicagoans, for the Chi. Does that make sense to you? Well, this is how you can get that. When you switch from any wireless competitor to a new AT&T Unlimited Plus Enhanced plan, which is about minimum of $80 after discounts, as a new existing AT&T home internet customer in Chicago, you'll get free home internet plans. Now, this is not some shabby speed right there. 50 megabytes per second. That's pretty clean right there. For the price and the package, can't beat that with a bat, can you? You can stream, share, download. You can watch the Tech Zone. Connect with me all the time. You can do that. Yes, you can. And if you want to go faster for $30 monthly internet home credit, you can apply that to a higher speed if you would like that. And again, go to AT&T, the website, AT&T Wireless website. Check it out. Because if I got it wrong, I'm sorry, but I don't think I did. Again, I think I got it from a reliable source. Now let's talk about the hometown, L.A., Los Angeles. Yes. Guess what we get from AT&T? Check this out. How about buy one, get one free, iPhone X, 64 gigabyte. Some people say iPhone 10. I call it iPhone X. But yeah, buy one, get one free. This is what you can do now in California when you get the new service out there. Now let me double check and see there's any restrictions on here how to get this. But again, if you want to get that buy one get one free iPhone 10 64 gigabyte, when you go to the AT&T Next and add a new line with eligible wireless service, that's what it is. So I just want to make sure I share that with you. So again, you'll get buy one iPhone 10 64 gigabyte, you'll get another one on AT&T when you buy both on AT&T Next and then add a new line with eligible wireless service. Now the eligible wireless service, you have to go on their website and find out. I'm not a spokesperson for them, just sharing you the information. You can check it out. But again, they just fired a shot across the bow of the wireless world with offering these things in those three major cities, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. So check it out. If it works for you, cool. Let me know. Go to the website, hit me up on the Twitter, and let me know what's going on. All right. Well, let's get this show on the road. Tech Zone coming up. We're going to be talking about VR and therapy, rehabilitation. How does all that work together in technology? Well, you have to stay tuned to find out. Be right back with more Tech Zone.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone. In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.
This is the Tech Zone. I am Paul Amadeus Lane. What are we talking about on this edition of the Tech Zone? We're talking about getting healthy, using innovation to help us get healthy. Now, I know all you tech heads out there like myself, we sometimes don't think about our health and our wellness. But in my journey of your Czar of Technology, I want to make sure I keep you guys healthy out there. Remember, you can always connect with me, paulamadeuslane.com. That's how you can connect on Facebook, on the Twitter, YouTube, iHeartRadio, you name it. What do I say all the time, Sean? We got you covered. And next week, a big announcement. I wish I can announce it now, but it's not substantiated. I guess I can use that word. But I want to tell you, that's why you got to follow me on social media. I'll probably wait to next show to definitely announce it so we can definitely talk about it. In our third segment of the show, coming up after this block right here, we're going to be talking about a piece of technology that allows us to get rid of inflammation in our bodies. And it's free. But there's also some other things you can do to help out if you're not able to use the free version of this type of technology. But during this segment right here, I kind of teased it in the beginning of the show. As you know, me being a quadriplegic, I've been through a lot of rehabilitation, a lot of therapy out there to try to get better. There's one company out there that's marrying technology with therapy and rehab. That kind of rhymed, didn't it? That was pretty cool. I'll put that in the song. But I wanted you guys to definitely know about this company right here and this great innovation that they're doing out of my hometown of Long Beach, California. We have Josh DeBon, who is the co-founder and CEO of Miron and the co-founder and president of Miron, Jessica Maslin. How are you both doing?
Great. We are great. Thank you so much for having us.
It is my pleasure to have you two to talk about this great innovation and this great technology. So, without any further ado, what is Miron?
So, Miron is the world's first virtual reality neurotherapy system for spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury, cerebral palsy, Parkinson's, and other musculoskeletal disorders and rehabilitation. It's a suite of virtual reality experiences that are based in the principles of locomotive training, neuro recovery, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and mental wellness to help aid in recovery and rehabilitation.
That is awesome. And when it comes to that type of technology, was that missing when it comes to rehab out there, and you guys as a company said, you know what, we're going to meet this challenge, we're going to do it? Or was it a personal experience that kind of led you guys to create Miron?
Yeah, I think that, you know, well, one, being the only company in the world that has this product available for facilities and healthcare providers to bring in is a huge, huge goal or a huge win for us. You know, we feel really great that we can be able to bring this to a market, and it's something that can be implemented right away. We do feel that with virtual reality, the technology is so advanced and it's so great that, you know, it's easy to create it for entertainment and to do, you know, experience different worlds and all these things on the gaming side of stuff. But, you know, that being so immersive, we just felt that there was a missing link there. And us being really passionate about the technology and wanting to help others, we just thought that they just fit perfectly together. With the neurological engagement that just goes along with it, it was a no-brainer. You know, it's something that we really needed to bring to life, and we're so blessed to have a great team that is so dedicated to helping the technology and helping everyone involved with this.
And Josh, when you talk about being the only one in the world, what has been kind of the feedback out there? Because when you're the only one out there, are some kind of skeptical when you bring this to them because they want to go ahead and deal with the way they were doing things for many years? Well, what's been kind of the feedback that you have received from the healthcare professionals out there?
Oh, you know what? It's been over the top, just enthusiastic, and we've been welcomed into the community with open arms. We feel that everyone is really looking for all the new tech to be implemented. You know, we're not the first to start exploring in VR and medical. We're the first to have a actual program that is available for healthcare providers, right? So there's been plenty of case studies and research done that backs what our whole program is about. But when it goes into the actual introduction of our product, you know, it's very interesting. You know, it's very important for us to just really give them the full experience, right? So some of the people that we go and introduce this and do in service have never even tried VR before. So that's one, you know, and then some of them have dabbled in it. So when we put the headset on them and after we've spoken to them about what it does and what we're trying to do, it just clicks into place for them as well. They just, you know, we just decide to like shut up and let them experience it and let them play with it with, you know, with one person as the practitioner and then one person as the client, or the client, right? And that's just the best way for us to let them use it hands on without talking about it, because it's best for them to be like, oh yeah, this is great. I could see it being utilized in this avenue. I have a client that would benefit from this over here. And, you know, because we could talk about it all day long, but it doesn't matter what we say at the end of the day. It's the practitioners and the clients. If they see the benefits of it, then that's all that matters. And that's who you want to hear from. Which is one of the reasons why we're very outspoken. We try to post as much real life testimonials of people using it, the practitioners, in our newsletter and on our social media. We want to share the stories of the people that are really using Neuron. But you know, needless to say, the community has opened up to us and they're so excited about it, and we couldn't be more grateful.
We're definitely appreciative to it as a community, me being a part of the community as well too. This is like, you know, really, really like over the top. You know, I had no idea that this even existed until one of my colleagues who I work with told me about it. And you talked about the practitioner and the patient dynamic. So let's say that the patient is using the VR experience. What is the practitioner doing? Are they getting jealous because they're not able to get involved in the virtual world too? what's their dynamic when everything's going on?
Yeah, so that's really interesting. It's something that we put a lot of work into, because when you think of virtual reality, you might think of it as being a solitary experience. You have the headset on and you're in your own world now. We've done a lot of work to make sure that practitioners are still hands-on while using Neuron, because the quality of the intervention matters also. You know, someone could be trying to do an activity where they're popping balloons overhead, but if they're not engaging their trunk and core, they might not know if a practitioner is not giving them the promotion to do so. So we have a couple of tools in the Neuron kit that make it more inclusive for the practitioners, and that comes in the form of audio cues. It comes in the form of different things that happen in each experience that the practitioners are trained to know on. And the ease of use of Neuron is, it's so easy to use, and it gets such great results that maybe the practitioners are a little bit jealous, but they do get to try it too, just so that they are fully accustomed to what's going on in every experience. But it's such a fun program to be in that I can't imagine that they wouldn't be a little bit jealous.
That is so cool. And I just got back from CES 2018, and in one of our breakout sessions, we were talking about the market forecast. And we know that smart cities are on the rise. 5G and AI are definitely going to be the things of now and not the future. And one of the things that came out of there was, when it comes to VR, that because of 5G and all the connectivity that happens now, we can one day ditch the cables and everything when it comes to VR. When that day comes, is that going to really take Neuron to the next level now, since we don't have to have any type of cords or anything? We can even, you know, maybe do things out in the open, or, you know, what do you guys take on that?
Well, what's really amazing about that is Miron is cordless and we're not tethered to a PC. So it is a mobile VR experience in library. So that is one of the most important things that people need to understand about Miron is you're not tethered and stationed to one spot. We've developed it so that you can move it around different locations and different pieces of equipment across the floor.
Wow,
that is awesome, because you know that's always ones who are physically challenged and everything in wheelchairs, that was always been our drawback when it comes to VR, when it came to the PlayStation VR, when it came to the Vive. We're like, hey, we can't even move around in our chair and play this game. But the fact that you guys thought about that shows that you your mindset was above and far more you know, the forethought was more than some of these major companies out there. And we definitely appreciate that. Thank you guys for doing that.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's to speak a little more on that, too. It's when we were in the infancy of developing the program, we tested it and developed it onto every platform you can think of, every piece of hardware that was out there. And obviously, when you have a PC that's tethered to something, like a PC that's tethered to a VR device, you have a lot more processing power. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, is the differences between mobile and the PC tethered devices. There's limitations that used to be there, and we're breaking those barriers. We're redeveloping, we're reprogramming the controller on the mobile device. I mean, you could use it with your leg. There's things that we can do with this controller that I'm sure Google doesn't even know you can do with it.
Absolutely. Well, they probably do now, right? You know,
Google.
and you know what, Josh and Jessica, when it comes to this type of innovation out here, we know healthcare professionals, different rehabilitation hospitals. Are we ever going to see, or maybe you have it right now, where ones can use this at home in a home therapy program? Would you mind expounding on that for us, please?
Yeah, so that's actually one of the most common questions that we get is, can I use this at home? And right now we are offering Miron exclusively to healthcare providers, and for a few reasons. Like I said, the quality of the intervention is one. Two is the safety concern. You can really lose sight of where you are when you're in VR, and especially when you are dealing with wheelchairs, and even though it's a cordless device, there's some safety concerns there. So we are exploring an at-home version of Miron, but right now, the way that the program is made and the way that people are having these success stories and effective results and changes in their lives due to using the program, it's really an effective practitioner tool to use with someone.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And before we let you go, are there any experiences that you can share with us of ones who use the program and some of the benefits of it? You have any feel-good stories for us? Because, you know, we always love a feel-good story.
Yes. So there's so many stories that we're getting all the time, people sharing their success stories about using Miron with us. So it's hard to pick just a few. And that ranges from people using it on locomotor ferris rides and screaming during their sessions, "I'm doing it, I'm walking," and feeling like they're physically walking when they haven't walked in 20 or more years. In FES sessions, using Miron in conjunction with an FES bike, we have patients saying all over the world that they feel more sensation in the affected areas while they're using Miron. And one story that I just love is this 17-year-old that recently became a quadriplegic, and he just felt like his quality of life was taken away from the simple fact that he could no longer put a t-shirt on for himself. And when you're 17 and fighting for that independence in every way possible, one of the pillars of that is being able to dress yourself. And he told us that when he stopped going to rehab because he just was not motivated, he wasn't seeing the results that he wanted to see, and he came back in one day and tried Miron at his facility and loved it. He started coming back into rehabilitation and PT again after taking his hiatus because he felt more motivated, and that motivation extended into his sessions. So while he was doing some of the VR experiences, he exerted himself with a higher intensity for a longer period of time, and saw results in a shorter amount of time than his previous rehab sessions because he wanted to finish the experiences. He wanted to challenge himself to reach the high score. And when he was feeling the burn of the activity of working out, he wasn't thinking about it as being a workout. He was thinking about it as being more of a fun, engaging experience. And now, after a few short weeks of that, he's able to put a shirt on for himself. And he was so excited to share that with us. So it's really motivating hearing all of these success stories that we hear from people using Muron around the world. And it just helps us create the next experiences that will help more people.
Love that. Love that. The mental part of Muron that helps us out as well, too. That's so amazing. And as you were talking, that kind of reminds me of OT, occupational therapy. We know in OT, they teach people how to cook again, how to do these certain things. And sometimes if ones haven't cooked in a while, they can hurt themselves. It would be nice to put them in a virtual world first before they got out into the real, messing with the knives and everything. I'm talking from personal experience, as you can tell right now. But what's on the horizon for Muron? Any expansion with it? If you can share with us, if not, let me know if it's top secret, and I won't push.
Yes, we are always expanding. Every single day, we have a list of ideas that some are going into development immediately. Some are next generation ideas where when the virtual reality hardware evolves, then we'll be able to more easily implement some of these new techniques that we want to integrate into the Muron library. But we're always innovating. Our company is always growing. We are internationally adopted in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States, and growing. And just hearing all the different techniques that practitioners use throughout the states and throughout the world is constantly motivating us to adapt our technology. We've had to invent hardware in order to capture some of the virtual reality experiences that we wanted to create. So we're constantly innovating, and the goals for the future of the company extend into years and years and years from now. Our development team has amazing ideas on how to make VR even more immersive and even easier to use, even though it's already an easy technology.
And what I like about it too is that you don't have to be in Southern California just to experience this technology. Your recent newsletter talked about what you guys are doing in Kansas City, and I think that's amazing, because sometimes people think, well, I have to uproot my family and go to California, go to Florida, go to these major medical hubs out there to get the assistance and the rehab. But you guys are taking the guesswork out for us with that, and we truly appreciate that.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I think since day one, our mission has been to be able to get this to as many hands as possible. And being able to ship our box that has all the hardware needed for the facility, everything comes in there, it's inclusive. So they're ready to go, from the headset to the controller to the sanitary liners that utilize the side of the facility. I mean, we've got it all nailed down. And I guess for us, we're just really happy. You know, it's something that is truly close to our hearts. So it's important for us to keep the technology going and to continue to develop the technology to take it to those next levels. And as you know, the VR tech is always changing, like every day, you know, and we're on top of it. We're some of the pioneers, not only in virtual reality neurotherapy, but in virtual reality in general. And we feel really strongly about that. And as Jess mentioned, you know, we develop our own rigs, our own hardware. I mean, we have our own rig that we had to invent to essentially shoot the gait training experiences, and that it can go up to 65 miles per hour. You know, we didn't even need it to go that fast, but we designed it that way to be future-proof or whatever, you know? So it was pretty cool, you know, when it goes into some of the things that we've developed in-house, we're so proud of it, and it's just exciting.
Well, awesome. It is so exciting, the technology that you guys have. Now, before we let you go, is there anything else you'd like to articulate to the viewer and the listener out there about Muron that we didn't get a chance to cover yet?
Yeah, I would encourage anyone, whether you're able-bodied or fighting musculoskeletal disorder or any form of paralysis, to check out our Instagram, Muron VR. We love the platform to share videos, photos, and testimonials of people using it in all sorts of conditions, in all age ranges. And Muron's being used for so many different types of rehabilitation. Sometimes experiences that we created with our development team end up being used for something that we never imagined. And it's constantly evolving the way that the technology is being used. And we love hearing the input from people that are using Neuron and people that want to try Neuron. Every opinion to us matters, and every opinion goes into our development. So the wants and needs of practitioners and of clients and patients is really the backbone of what we do here for our work.
Awesome. And what's your website out there?
It's www.neuronvr.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. It's been great talking to you too. Look forward to having you guys on in the future. You guys can talk about that expansion and some other cool things. And maybe one day I'll get some video of me using the technology so everybody can make fun of me on social media.
Hey, we won't let you look too goofy, though. Sometimes you do get caught up in VR and you forget what your body is actually doing, but that's the beauty of Neuron. So nothing to be embarrassed about. It's all fun and games, but it's rehabilitation.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Look forward to talking to you guys soon.
Thank you so much. We look forward to it.
All right, a huge shout out to Josh and Jess from Neuron. Great folks. Got a chance to meet them face to face at the Abilities Expo. What they're doing, they're changing the world when it comes to rehabilitation with VR. Who would have thunk it, right? I know I wouldn't have. Well, maybe after about a few beers, I might have thought about that. But no, definitely follow them, connect with them. And if you are in some type of therapy, rehabilitation, talk to your healthcare professionals about Neuron. This VR therapy, I'm telling you, you got to remember Josh and Jess, the folks over at Neuron. They're definitely changing the world. Okay, when we get back, we're going to talk about another piece of technology that can reduce inflammation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Tech Zone.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can.
Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can.
Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.
Welcome back to the Tech Zone, third and final segment of the show. Hope you enjoyed all the segments leading up to this. This one is an amazing segment too. Kind of talked about it in the beginning of the show. My focus today is on health and technology and wellness. We're going to talk about that today because, you know, this may be the first time or the only time you're going to hear something about wellness, because, you know, you tune into the show to hear about technology and you know I'm going to sneak in some tech and wellness in there. And to me, my next guest is marrying technology with us getting healthy and getting rid of inflammation. If you don't believe me, you have to check this out. And I'm so happy to have with me right now the person whom I call the father of ground therapy, my friend Clint Over. Clint, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good this morning, and I really appreciate it, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you, my friend. And Clint, but before we talk about ground therapy and all the great benefits behind it, please share your story on how it got started in the first place.
Well, let's see. I grew up on a ranch in Montana, and in that environment, you know, we were in cattle on, you know, a bunch of land. And when I was very young, my granddad always taught me to, he says, you're a cowboy, but here's what cowboys do. He says, all you do is you ride the pasture here, keep an eye on the cattle. And if you see a cow that is not acting normal like the rest of the cows, or if the, you know, they're bawling or whatever, then what you do is you pull them out of the herd, put them over here in the in a holding pen, and then you go check the pasture out and see if there's any noxious weeds or check the water, make sure the water's clean, make sure there's not a dead animal upstream, or make sure the grass is not too short. But anyhow, so the objective was, is you have to find out what's making the cattle sick or the cow, and then you have to fix it because you have to keep the pasture pristine so that the cattle will always be healthy. So I've always had this natural thing. If there's something's not right with health, then there's a reason. Something, you know, something's going on in the pasture. Something's going on in the environment. So, but anyhow, I spent 30 years in the television industry, the communications industry, where we grounded everything to earth. And so I never thought too much about it, but you have to ground everything for to prevent electrical, you know, static electricity or lightning, or, you know, to have everything has to be safe. But most of all, to maintain electrical stability, you know, so that, you know, TV signals or data or sound or everything is clean, pristine. You know, there's no crossmod or no crosstalk or, you know, all those things. So anyhow, one day, and I had all this knowledge of grounding, and one day I saw a bunch of kids get off of a bus somewhere, a tourist, I believe they were, and they all had white tennis shoes, big white tennis shoes on them. And I, for some reason, I intuitively looked at them and I said, you know, I wonder if there is any issue with humans wearing these rubber sole shoes, because I know from all of my background that when we touch the earth, that we are grounded. And what that means is you have an abundance of free electrons on the body, and they reduce charge. Like, for instance, if you had static electricity and you went to touch a doorknob, you would get a small shock. So, but anyhow, that's kind of an unnatural state for a human. So, but I didn't really know. And so I started playing around with it, and I started grounding myself because I had all the equipment at home. I was retired at that time. And I started playing with it, and then all of a sudden, I grounded my. Well, the first thing I did was to, you know, I'd ask this question: is there a consequence? I didn't know, so I went to the hardware store and I, you know, bought some metal duct tape, and I some stuff so I could run a ground wire, and I put a ground rod outdoors, and took some duct tape, put it on my bed, and I laid down on it, and then I grounded myself. So then I took a meter and tested it to make sure I was grounded. Well, the first thing that I knew that I learned when I was grounded was that you instantly start sleeping better. And I hadn't slept well for years, and so that was one of the main things. Then solicited a couple of my friends to start experimenting with it. One of them had severe arthritis, and he came over one morning and he said, "You think this thing could be helping arthritis?" I said, "I don't really know. I don't think so." But so all of a sudden I realized that all of my pain was starting to dissipate, and because I had been living on Advil and coffee and heaven only knows what. So anyhow, at that point, I knew that something was going on. I didn't know, but I was retired. I didn't have anything else to do. So I started going to, you know, looking in the literature, went down to the medical university or the medical libraries down at the University of Arizona, and so on. I couldn't find anything. So that's how it all got started. And then the more people I grounded just playing around, the more I began to realize that this is really significant and it's really important. And but the biggest problem was nobody knew about it. There was nothing in the literature. And so I was talking to myself, and anybody I talked to thought I was out of my ever-loving mind. So that's how it got started.
And Clint, I love the way you shared the story of how it started, how you tested it on yourself first. You were the first guinea pig. So if something went wrong, then you would know right away, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. Electrically, yeah. In the electrical world, the first thing you always do is you build in safety. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when you're grounding or working with anything around electrical, in an environment where there's a lot of electrical wiring stuff. So yeah, I have a pretty sophisticated background in grounding.
that makes sense, because I know when you and I met this past weekend and you grounded me, you know, one thing I was observing you, you know, you in action and the team, and you guys really had a great operation going. And so we get to the point where your friend who had arthritis started using the ground therapy, and you started using the ground therapy and noticing a difference.
Right.
When did you know that, okay, it's helping me, it's helping my friend, I want to help other people too? When did you have that aha moment?
Well, there's, like I said, it was an intuitive thing that came to me out of the blue. And I didn't really understand and didn't know anything about biology at the time. But once I saw, you know, people in pain, especially with arthritis and lupus and MS, and I started grounding them. And then I realized that, wow, there is something very significant here that we're all overlooking. And I didn't know what it was. So I went down to UCLA and I tried to get somebody there to participate in a study so that we could explain it. You know, why does grounding the body make pain go away? And nobody knew. But I was having fun grounding people. So it just kind of took off. But anyhow, UCLA, I told them, I said, very simple, here's what we want to do. We just want to measure the effects of grounding the body. And what that means is that when the body is grounded, it becomes negatively charged. When you put shoes on, the body is positively charged. Meaning, so when you're grounded to the earth, your body is has an abundance of free electrons, and those free electrons can move and reduce charge. It's like lightning is an example of positive in the atmosphere and negative in the earth. And when there's equal amount of opposite charge, then you'll see a lightning where it balances out and eliminates the positive charges. And so that's kind of what's going on in the body. We didn't know at that time though. And let's see, it's I started realizing that most all women, for sure, in their middle, in the 30s and going on, their health just gets worse and worse. But every time I would ground one, they would get the more profound benefits. And I didn't really understand all of that versus men. And then I realized that, you know, we go play golf or we go outdoors and we go fix things, we touch things, and we're more accidentally or incidentally grounded throughout our lives. But anyhow, it's so I started grounding these women who had some of these health disorders. And then all of a sudden, when I saw the change, then I couldn't get the university, so I got some university students to help me. We put together a study up in Ventura, California, and we grounded 60 people. 30 of them had a placebo ground, 30 of them had an actual ground. And the reports that came back were stunning. Everybody slept better. Most of all, people had less pain. Some of the women who said that they didn't experience their normal PMS issues. Other people, you know, just all kinds of just generic general health disorders. And so then I eventually later found an anesthesiologist that took an interest in what I was doing. And he said, I don't think that there's anything to this, but he wanted to, you know, find out. So we did a smaller study, and sure enough, we realized or learned very quickly that when you're grounded, it normalizes cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
And cortisol is, it's really related to your fight or flight system. It's like if you, it's like I used to talk about the rabbit in the pasture. People are probably tired of the story, but if you haven't heard it, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, please do tell. I want to hear about it. I never heard it before.
Okay. But in Montana, running these cattle around, you spend a lot of time alone. And some years there's lots of rabbits, so you pay attention to the rabbits. There's always coyotes. If there's rabbits, there's coyotes. So the coyotes, they're always sneaking up on the rabbit because they want to eat the rabbit. And the rabbit is, you know, busy there eating grass like, you know, there's no tomorrow. And all of a sudden, the coyote will jump, and the rabbit will, his ears perk up, and then all of a sudden he jumps, and then he goes zigzag back and forth across the pasture, always keeping one eye on the coyote so he knows where he's at. And then eventually the coyote, generally 90% of the time, the coyote will run out of energy. So he'll just lay down there and just pant. And then, but the rabbit, he'll run just a little bit further. Conservation of energy. They don't waste energy. So just a little bit further, enough distance so he can still keep an eye on the coyote. But he'll sit there and he'll be shaking because his life had just been threatened. And then all of a sudden he'll have a big shake. And then he releases. It's kind of like a release. Then he goes back to eating grass like nothing ever happened.
Wow.
And so that's your normal fight or flight response. But it was a spike in cortisol that gave that rabbit the energy to run and, you know, outrun the coyote. So I relate that to today. We all have a natural fight or flight system.
Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to have part two of our interview with Clint Ober, who I call the godfather of grounding, ground therapy. We had so much content to talk about, we couldn't fit it in to one segment of the show. So make sure you tune in next week. And if you'd like to find out more information about what Clint and I talked about ground therapy, go to their website. Their website is groundtherapycenter.com, groundtherapycenter.com. And next week, Clint and I will talk more about this website and some of the great things that they have on that website. You know, I always have to take care of you out there listening and viewing, because we all got to stay healthy. And our friends over at Ground Therapy will just make it so and help us to do that. Well, that's the extent of our show. Don't forget, huge announcement next week. And don't forget part two of my interview with Clint Ober with Ground Therapy. I'm going to talk about some more of the great benefits and then some more stories about grounding. Until next time, I'll see you later, all right? Connect with me, paulamadeuslane.com. Love y'all.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can.
Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.